Hello everyone. I don't know about you, but I'm getting since COVID, my hands have got quite stiff, and I've got what's called trigger finger in one of my hands. It's on my right hand, and it's my middle finger. So every time I bend it, it holds down it, and I've got to click it open. But this has made me think about my hands actually. And I want to just share with you some prayers that were taught to me many, many, many years ago. And as I've got this trigger finger, it's just helped me remember these prayers in a really good way. And I want to just share with them with you today. If you look at your hands and just spread them out, it can be your right or your left hand. Finger prayers really involve all aspects of our prayer life. So I'd like us just to explore this today. Just take hold or look at your little finger. You can take hold of it if it's easier. And with your little finger, just think about yourself, with what's going on with you today. Tell God your anxieties and your fears and your hopes. And as you're just holding your little finger, ask for the Spirit to fill you and strengthen and help you. On the next finger, your ring finger, think about the people that you love, those who are the very closest to you. And as you hold your ring finger, it may be you've got a ring on it, or it may be you haven't. But bring them before God and entrust them to God's tender care. Now, take a hold of your middle finger or just look at it. And this is what's been prompting me really to think about finger prayers. It's when my finger just gets stuck. And I think really sometimes we get stuck in our relationships. Sometimes we just need a helping hand just to straighten them out a bit. And that's really how my finger is sometimes. It needs a bit of help to straighten itself out. So think about our circle of family and of our friends. Maybe the difficulties that have arisen, that sometimes you feel stuck in those relationships and you can't move them forward. And there might be a particular relationship that's on your mind right now. And if so, just bring them before God and ask for a blessing on them. And now your forefinger. The forefinger is the one that we point with. We point and identify things out. So think about the people that you may see or talk to day by day in passing, but maybe you don't know them that well. You think, oh, I've seen you before. I've seen you walking around. They could be neighbours, they could be colleagues. But hold them before God. And it might be that somebody has just come to mind that you've never thought of. But it might be that God is saying to you, this is the person I need you to pray for, or to chat to, or even just to reach out. And finally, our thumb. Our thumb is mine's actually quite short and fat. It's not a very nice thumb, really. But I think for our thumbs, we need to think about people that we don't know, people that are maybe unknown to us. We may have seen them on the news. We may have read about them or heard about them in a conversation. But even though we don't know them, God knows them. God knows their hopes and their fears. And now today we ask God to be with them. So I ask you just to, I invite you rather, just to sit there and just look at your hand. And just to recap, your little finger is about thinking about yourself. The ring finger is about people that you love. The middle finger is about relationships with our family and friends. The forefinger is about people that we don't know, our colleagues and our neighbours, or it may be situations that we've read about in newspapers. And our thumb is about bringing them all before God, the people that we don't know. But God knows their hopes and fears. So as we pause, let's just say this prayer. Can I invite you just to pray with me? God of love, we entrust all those we have prayed for today into your strong and safe hands. Amen. Take care and have a good week, everybody, and we'll speak again next week. Bye.